I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to A Secret Show with Karen Carson, Johnny Minge, and intern Anthony. And remember, we have a lot of fun here, but it's not for kids, and it's definitely not for listening at the office. We talk real, and we get pretty authentic, and a lot of adult issues.
Mm-hmm. So I need to be honest about something with you, Karen.
Oh, no.
From the start of this podcast, the most podcast plays we've gotten were on the episode about your divorce, and Anthony and I have been tiptoeing around it because we're not sure if it's okay to ask you questions about it.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's happening and it's no secret, so sure.
Well, number one is, what's going on with it?
I mean, are you divorced?
Are you divorced? I mean,
not yet. Paperwork is being done, you know, and it's a sad time because I feel bad for my kids and, you know, both parents are going to live separately, and there's a lot going on.
Isn't it like an instant thing? Like, I always assumed that it was like, I want a divorce.
Oh,
okay,
no.
Let's go sign it. And then a day later, it's done.
Only if the two parties agree on everything. If you don't agree, it can go on forever. And
clearly.
You get a mediator involved,
yeah.
And then you go back and forth, and all the lawyers and mediators are not available at the same time, so sometimes it's a month later. Like, it just goes on and on and on.
Damn. Okay, well, we talked about the technicality stuff, so now let's get to the juicy stuff.
Oh, boy. There is
Are you
no
dating?
Juicy.
Are you on Tinder?
I'm not on Tinder.
Why?
I don't know if I could do that. I can't even believe at this stage of the game, like, I can't even worry about that right now.
It's so easy. You'll get a lot of quick hookups on there.
Well, are you worried about it because you're Karen Carson in the morning of WNEW and you don't want to be, like, celebrity on Tinder? Or
are you just
afraid of dating apps?
Both. I'm afraid of dating apps, and I know you guys know all about them, but also because, not that I'm like, you know, some famous person, but I'm kind of a
public figure.
Well, yeah. I'm a public figure. Like, how do I keep that private? Like, I can't even begin to think about that kind of stuff. I'm not really there yet, but when I am going to come to you guys to help me out with that.
Well, let me be honest with you, Karen. So I told you guys, you know that Alicia and I, we met on Bumble, my girlfriend.
Yeah,
I'm
right.
Happy to say that. I think I was against it at first, like ashamed, but now I'm very grateful for Bumble because I love her very much. But I got to be honest with you. In the beginning, I was getting people that said, oh my God, you're Johnny from Karen in the Morning. And it was so, and I didn't want to go on dates with those people.
That's weird.
So do you have to put your last name on the dating app?
You don't, but since we're so public on social media, you know, they see your picture
people
and then they connect the dots.
You. Oh my God. What about your age? I'm worried about that. I don't want to put that on out there.
Lie.
Oh my God. Oh, that's a great way to start
Jesus,
a relationship.
Jesus, what a compliment to Karen. Lie.
Anthony, did you ever use dating apps?
No, I missed that whole generation of dating apps because when I used to think that it was weird. Like, I thought people that were on them were weird, but it's become so common in, like, the last 5 years, and I've been with my girlfriend for 5 years. If I was single, I think I'd be on Tinder, 100%. Not for Johnny probably went on there and wrote in his bio, like, I'm looking for long walks on the beach and romantic talks about different books that we're all reading together. I would have been on there
you
for,
really?
Like, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am.
Oh, Anthony.
Oh, what?
And that's what you'd get. So,
of course it would. And
I'm not going to judge you. Do whatever you want. But
everybody uses it differently.
See, I can't even. I would.
What?
I don't even know. Like, writing all that and then putting yourself out there, it's just like, ugh.
I do gotta say, I was watching an interview with Drew Barrymore recently. Don't ask me why. And she said that she was on dating apps. Drew Barrymore.
They must have like a celeb dating app thing. They must. They must.
We saw a story on that once, didn't we? Years ago, that there was dating apps for celebrities, but you had to be welcomed into the dating app by two other famous people.
Okay, I'm not going to lie. I did do some, research on different ones.
Okay.
Yeah, the first thing they ask you is, do you want a serious relationship or do you just want to have fun? And that was too much pressure for me. I'm like, I don't know.
you got to question one on the test.
Exactly. Now, I'm like, I don't know what I want.
Now, come on. You've been married for how many years?
Like 27.
Okay, you deserve some quick hookups. I mean,
oh geez, Anthony.
I'm sorry, but it's the truth, and I don't care who hears it. Maybe you should have clicked not serious relationship for the first one and have some fun for a little while.
I never went through with it. I just never went through with it. But I do have to tell you that my girlfriends and I, we go out to a place sometimes on the weekends that has it's for 30, 40, 50 year olds and sometimes older. And it's, they have music and you can dance if you want.
Right, Karen, we've heard of a bar.
Okay, well... All right.
She's like, they serve alcohol. There's something called a bartender.
Stop.
But okay, so you go there.
So it's really funny. And mostly people are single, but I just have fun dancing with my girlfriends. We laugh so hard.
Mm-hmm.
And but every weekend around 12:30, this whole group of like 20-year-olds come in packs, right?
Uh-oh.
And they're looking for MILFs. And I am not kidding you. They'll come around us and surround us. And I can't stop laughing. I'm like, you could be my kid.
What? Go for it.
No, that is, come on. 21, 22
Why
years
not?
Old.
It's legal.
Okay. No, it is. But it's so funny because they think they can rock our world. And I'm like, oh my God, I can't even right now.
Then you wind up rocking their world, teaching them some things.
My girlfriend's
and rocking the cradle all at the same time.
It's just so gross. And then lately they changed it. There's nobody under 25 allowed in now. But it is.
What? Can they do that?
The stuff that happens, any bar can do whatever they want.
Wow.
The stuff that happens out there is just.
So are you going to go on Tinder or are you going to just stick around the outside of this bar?
Tinder's like a hookup thing, right?
Yeah, but so is the school bus that pulls up outside of the bar that you go to.
I know, apparently, right?
Jesus Christ.
I was going to say, go hang outside the Hofstra campus. I'm sure you'll find a couple of kids that want to hang.
Oh, for the love of all that's holy. It's just, I cry laughing. I'm like, this is the most ridiculous thing ever.
I think I need to know. I think I want to go more in depth about the MILF hunters that come in, like a conga line. I'm just picturing like a bunch of like 21-year-old douchebags. Like, how many do they come in troops? Like, how big is
the
group?
They come in packs, I swear. And then they surround all the tables where all the ladies are, and it's unreal.
I don't know. I never had that. So I'm 31. Anthony's 20. What are you? 24.
24.
Yeah, but you.
Did you ever have a phase that you wanted to hook up with MILFs? With a MILF?
No. And I don't mean it disrespectfully, but like, no.
Anthony, you might as well just say ew.
I don't mean it that way, but yes. I never, the girls my age were hot, and I didn't look at moms that way.
Well, I've actually interviewed some of these guys, right? I'm like, what are you doing? What happened? Did you go out tonight? You didn't get lucky, so you come here looking for older women? And they're like, oh, come on. You guys are so hot. You know, you wouldn't, girls my age, they don't do anything. They play games and blah, 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 blah. And I just put my head on the table. I'm like,
it's also amazing
home.
That you have to whisper because your kids have virtual learning in the background.
I don't want them to know.
They know half of the kids that come into the bar. That's the problem.
Oh my God.
My God.
Probably. But it really is happening out there.
Karen brings a dude home. Poor guy's trying to do the walk of shame out of there. And her son is like, Bobby?
What are you doing here, bro?
It's not happening. It's
Bobby from lacrosse practice?
Oh my God,
it's
Karen.
Just shocking. You know, it's shocking, but we laugh all the time. We just laugh.
Have any of your friends ever...
I totally tell them the truth. I tell them how old I am. I'm like, I have three kids. My oldest is 18, only 3 years younger than you. They don't care. I'm like, this is the weirdest thing ever.
Anthony, you got to ask that question again.
Have any of your friends ever dipped their foot in the pool, if you know what I mean?
No. It's too. They're too.
She's
young.
Protecting them.
Yeah.
They're too young. It's gross.
Cough twice if you're lying.
I'm not lying.
No, I know. I don't believe you. I don't believe. I bet that there's one friend. Maybe they didn't even tell you. Maybe they told them, like, look, meet me on YouTube Kids tomorrow, and I'll message you.
Okay.
Because I think they're lying to protect themselves from you. I don't think they want each other in the girl group to know.
There's enough people their age that they can date. They don't need to take home
12. I know.
I mean, my friends are not, you know. It's just, no. We just laugh.
Hey, well,
though.
At least you're having fun with the situation.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. We cry laughing. And I love talking to them because I'll just say anything. Like, you do know what you're doing, right?
Wait till finals week is over in high school. There's going to be a bunch more of them.
Oh, man. It's so nasty.
God.
Taking V cards left and right.
Uh-huh. Oh, my geez, God.
Sorry. I had,
Well, that's another thing is that they're probably... Like, I know that was a thing among my guy friends, is that they would want older women because they know that they're more experienced. Like,
okay,
they could position themselves in ways that...
Okay. But basically, yeah, like, because I just ask, I'm like, what are you doing? Like, what is this? I have no, you know, I have nothing to lose by asking. It's just fun.
Yeah, Anthony, until they reach like 75, then they can't do those positions anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's okay. Actually, you know, if with yoga, anything's possible. So where do we go from here?
I don't know. I guess I will keep you updated on my adventures of just going out. And when I'm ready to date, you guys are going to have to teach me about apps.
I can't
It'll fall
wait.
Into place. You'll be okay. It'll fall into place. However, dating app, meeting a young 18-year-old stud at the bar, whatever it is, you're gonna find your dude.
Let's hope that's not what.
Or maybe you're a lesbian. Who knows? Maybe it's a whole new chapter.
Yeah, you're right. Anything could happen, I guess, right?
Are there young girls that come into the bar? Maybe you go for them next time.
There's not a lot. No, it's no.
Okay.
It's not the bar for 20-something-year-olds.
I got to Google these kids. I wonder if I graduated with any of them.
I'll take pictures next time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.